Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And oh, what a special day we have and a special guest. And we're going to be here for the next 2 weeks. Some people have been to Europe. Some people have been to New York City and they come back and tell about it. But this man has been to heaven. I have known Dr. Gary Wood for years. He is a man of integrity. He comes backed by Brother John Osteen, who is, for you younger ones, is Joel Osteen's father. And many people I know, in fact, on the Oasis Network, maybe they'll play this. We'll get them to play this song sometime today. There's a song, you'll have to go back, She's Calling That Name, that Brother David Ingalls wrote when he heard Gary's testimony. Gary was killed in a car accident, and he went to heaven, and he wanted to stay, but Jesus told him, you'll have to go back. She's calling that name, and that was his sister. Yes. So, Gary, just take your liberty and go.
Thank you, Sister Billy, and I want to just greet everyone in the precious name of Jesus. You know, Psalm 27, verse 13, the psalmist David said, I would have fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Sister Billy, I remember 1966, Look magazine boldly proclaimed on its summer cover edition, God is dead.
Oh.
So I went out and bought a copy. I found out where a bunch of theologians had pulled their ignorance and come to the conclusion that God had died. And I'd simply ask you these questions. Where are his remains? Who signed his death certificate? And as morbid as it may sound, I earned my way through college working in a funeral home. And there's a law in the state of Texas that states that you must notify the next of kin when someone passes away. Well, I'm just here to inform you, no one has notified me of my Savior's passing away.
No.
He's alive, and I've been to the Holy Land. There's a little sign on the outside of the door there that
says,
yes. He is not here.
The
he
tomb.
Is risen at the
yes.
tomb in the garden. And the distinctive difference between Christianity and all other religions is the simple fact that Jesus lives.
Yes.
And he said, because I live, you shall live also. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 is what I'd like to use as a text during these sessions. It states, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, mm-hmm. not on things on the earth. Now, this is a direct command from God Almighty that we are to set our hearts and minds on heaven. One translation says, diligently, actively, single-mindedly pursue the things from above. Another translation, my favorite, says, keep seeking heaven. 568 times the Bible talks about the place called heaven. The most stupendous thought that can ever occupy the mind of man is heaven and how to get there. And thank God he hadn't left us to grope in darkness, but he's given us his word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Now, Billy, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So I want to start by saying death is a certainty. Kings die, queens die, presidents die, the rich and the powerful, the poor and the illiterate, buried in the same ground, lying side by side, because whether you want to admit it or not, my friend, you are a very mortal creature. And you're just one heartbeat away from eternity. Wherever you're at right now, if you're not driving, you might not want to do this, but if you're listening somewhere where you can, put your hand over your heart. It beats approximately 100,000 plus times every 24 hours. And all it has to do is just stop beating once and you're in eternity. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says that God set eternity in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. When God created us, he made us as eternal beings. And since we're eternally created to be with him and to live with him, we're never going to find pleasure in the temporary things that this world could provide for us. That's why the Bible teaches that when you die, your body goes back to the dust, Ecclesiastes 12:7, and your spirit goes to God who gave it. And that's why it's of utmost importance that we recognize the urgency of what Jesus said in Matthew 16:26, where he said, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what shall a man gain in or give in exchange for his soul?" See, your soul is precious to God, and he paid the supreme sacrifice by allowing his son Jesus to die, that we could live with him in eternity in this place called heaven. Proverbs 23:18 says, "Surely there is a hereafter." James 4:14 says, "What is your life? It's just a vapor." I mean, it just appears for a little while and it vanishes away. I'm 61 years old and I feel young. I feel healthy and vibrant. But it just seems like the other day that I was 18 years of age. And Billy, when I had this accident that day, December the 23rd, 1966, that was the furthest thing from my mind. Now, my wife's here in the studio with us, and she's heard me tell this story many times, so it won't bother her for me to tell it again, but I had just asked a young lady out on a date that night, and I was all excited about having the opportunity to go out with her, and I was thinking about how I might be able to kiss her at the end of the date.
Now,
you know, I'm being honest here, that I did not think that morning that by that evening at 10:35, I would be in eternity. And you know, there's people that are listening to us right now, and you may be living your life, doing whatever you want to do. And I want to simply ask you this question, because it's very important. If your heart were to stop beating before the rising of the sun tomorrow, or even before this radio program goes off the air, what would you say if you had to stand before God Almighty and give an account of your life thus far? What are you going to say that would allow him to let you gain access into a place called heaven? Because, Billy, the Bible says that eternity is for a long time. It's forever. And that's what the Bible teaches. And so it's very important that you understand that you have to make that decision right now as to what you're going to do in regard to eternity. Job 14:14 talks about where Job speaks and asks this very important probing question: if a man dies, shall he live again? And people want to know the answer to that, and that's why we're having this series of programs. What happens when I die? Do I just cease to exist? Do I evaporate? Am I nothing anymore? Do I absolve into gases, or do I lapse into some kind of place that some teach that I will go to sleep and then perhaps be awakened in the future? You know, is there a real heaven? You know, well, if there is, then we must ask ourselves, is there a real hell? Well, 244 times in the New Testament alone, the Bible teaches that there really is such a place as hell. No one in their right mind would choose to spend eternity in a place the Bible calls a place of weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth, a place of eternal separation from Jesus. And I want to tell you about the place called heaven, a place that I know about very well because I have personally been there. This is not a vision. I'm not against those kind of experiences. I know they've happened and people have written books about it, but I actually died, was dead. Always I've said, Billy, that I was dead because that's what I was told at the scene of the accident for 20 minutes. 2 years ago, a man came into my life, Dr. Paul House, from here in Missouri, Union, Missouri, and he thought that I was a phony, and so he did everything to disprove my testimony, only to add to it. And in our book, if you would purchase it, you'll see his letter of recommendation. He found out I was dead an additional 61 minutes at the hospital. He talked to the chief of police in the town in which I had the accident, and the chief of police said, I guess we're going to have to hire somebody to answer the phone for this man because we get so many requests. He talked to the head nurse, and she said, I'm not supposed to give this information, but she said, we get calls about him all the time. She said, I can verify clearly that he died and that he was dead here upon admission into the hospital. Well, that took me on a fantastic voyage to a place that I'd heard about ever since I was a little kid growing up in Dallas, Texas. And I received Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And that's what guaranteed me to have the ability to tell you this story. I was born, and I'm going to have to continue this story, but I was born under the name Gary Lynn Dobbins. I was not born under the name Gary Wood. And at a very early age, my parents proved they didn't want the responsibility of raising my little sister and I, and so my little sister and I were adopted. And the Wood family took us in, and we received Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And my name was legally changed at that time with all that's accessible to that name. And my family moved from Dallas, Texas, where I was born, to a town called Farmington, New Mexico, that borders on the four corners of Colorado, Utah, and Arizona. And that's where I grew up. And I was 18 years of age. I had won a scholarship, of which I chose to apply to Wayland Baptist University. And I went off, and I was returning home, and we had this horrific accident, my little sister and I, and I left my body, and I went to a place called heaven.
Praise the Lord, and that's exactly what we're going to be hearing about the rest of this week and next week. Now, if you want to listen to this again, even, or you have a friend, we archive this at billybrim.org. So you can go online and you can listen again to this radio program and the ones that we're about to make. This is a most exciting testimony, and he has put it into a book called A Place Called Heaven. And we're making that book especially at a good price this week, $10. And so if you will call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go on billybrim.org or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, we'll be glad to send you a copy. This is Billy Brim thanking you for listening today. We have two great things coming up in June, June 7 through 10, out here at Prayer Mountain, a Holy Ghost school with Brother Joe Jordan and Ron Smith. And then we've got our trip to Israel, including a youth trip. Go online and find out about these two June happenings. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. And don't miss tomorrow. This is one of the most exciting testimonies from a man of integrity, a witness that there is a place called heaven. So we'll be looking for you tomorrow. And until then, this is Dr. Gary Wood. His wife is here. We've got other people in the studio saying shalom, shalom until tomorrow. Yeah.